Now that we are into the new year, are you still trying to maintain that resolution to eat healthier? Or have you given up? Well, here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunn says, do not give up. And she is here in the studio with some suggestions. Kathy, happy new year. Great to see you.
Happy new year, Jeremy.
So you have actually made a change to your own eating habits recently, haven't you?
I am eating completely differently. For about the past 5 years, I've had a cough. And it's been misdiagnosed many, many, many times. And I recently found out I have what's called reflux. I met with a doctor, Dr. Jamie Kaufman in New York City. She's one of the leading reflux experts. She runs the Voice Institute. And she claims half of all Americans suffer from reflux. But because it's often silent, which means you don't necessarily have heartburn or feel anything other than you might have asthma, you might have a cough, you might be constantly clearing your voice. These are all symptoms of reflux. So most people just pop a pill. And for many people, that works. And they stay on it for years. I didn't want to go that route. Food, food, food. So in this case, it's a lot of eliminating foods. But how do I sound? My voice feels stronger. I feel great, but I am not eating a whole lot of foods.
So what are you eating? What should people eat if they've got reflux?
Well, she has a very specific diet. Essentially, you want to remove high acid foods. It's very scientific and complicated. pH balance, alkaline water. I will not pretend to be the doctor. I'll just talk about what I'm doing. And these are all recipes and ideas that could apply to anybody, whether you're trying to lose weight or reduce the dairy in your diet. It seems like around this time of year, everybody's trying to reduce something after the excesses of the holidays.
Well, you have brought in some salmon here.
I did. So I've been living on a lot of salmon. And luckily, I love it. I'm always looking for organic salmon. What I'm trying to do are take ingredients without fat that have a lot of flavor. So in this case, I took fresh ginger. And instead of chopping it, I grated it. I have a little ginger grater. And it releases all the juice in the ginger. And try that. It's just broiled with ginger, the juice, and the ginger chopped up. And tiny, tiny bit of soy sauce.
Oh, I love ginger so
right?
much.
But it's like you don't miss not having a lot of oil on that or a fancy sauce. One of the things about dieting in general is that you have to focus on what you can eat as opposed to what you can't eat. So you always want to balance color and texture. The other night I roasted cauliflower and I had fillet of sole. There was a third element and my plate was beige. And I'm like, I don't want to eat this. This is so boring. I started getting miserable. And I realized, okay, so the another bowl you have in front of you, this is all about color and texture. I live on this too. This is brown rice and all these roasted winter root vegetables. So you have there
cabbage.
Squash. No, that's radicchio, actually.
Oh, that's radicchio.
What else is there? Purple carrots and parsnips. You could use anything. And I roast them and I toss them with some good sea salt and the tiniest bit of olive oil. And it's just on a big bowl of brown rice. And then I made a miso ginger dressing.
This actually looks like probably the healthiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Certainly the healthiest thing you've ever gotten from me. I don't know what you do when you're not here. But I have to say, I find that rice bowl with the roasted vegetables and that miso ginger dressing extremely satisfying.
It's delicious.
Right? So again, it has color. It has texture, the nuttiness of the brown rice. So you're not thinking about deprivation. You're thinking about, wow, look at this beautiful bowl of vegetables and rice.
Well, and the thing that a lot of people miss when they try to get healthier is the flavor.
Exactly. So you need to use things like cilantro, if you like it, fresh ginger. I can't eat garlic, which is probably what pains me more than the fact that I'm not drinking alcohol. It's all painful. But to stop coughing after 5 years, it's completely and utterly worth it. I'm eating a lot of whole grain bread, which I like much better than white bread because, again, I love the texture. I love the nuttiness of getting the whole grains. These are things that you can work into your diet, whether you want to just kind of tweak it a little bit or a lot. The thing about diets that I always got tripped up on, particularly when I was a teenager, when it started, is the whole good-bad mentality. Like, oh, I'm being really good, or oh, I was really bad last night. These kind of judgment words that make you just want to quit and say, you know what, I'll do it next year. You got to let go of it.
Well, you cannot go for perfection. You have to just take the little bit as much as you can do to get better.
Exactly.
And not get frustrated when you make a mistake.
You get back on the horse, as they say. You know, of course you're going to eat things. Of course you're going to go off course. But I think if you get rid of those value words like good and bad, it's a whole lot easier to improve your diet.
So do you have any resolutions for the new year? Since you've already clearly turned into the most
healthy
eater that exists in the world.
Yeah, my resolution is to really do this until I get rid of it, and then I can be on a much more varied diet and much more maintenance. And
we can start talking about pizza again and things like that.
Don't even bring it up. You're hurting me.
Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, and we've got these recipes that Kathy's been talking about at hereandnow.org. They are delicious and healthy. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.